Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we have a singer-songwriter who became very, very popular on television recently on a show called The Voice on NBC TV. Of course, she's been making music for a long time. She was a part of the Disney Channel family many, many years ago. We'd like to welcome Cassie Joy to Border Crossings and to The Voice of America. Cassie, it's great to have you on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Now, tell me about this musical journey. You started off with a group that was singing on the Disney Channel?
Yes, it that all started with a mall karaoke competition, as they always do. And I won that and got to be picked to be in a girl pop group called The Commotions with Radio Disney. So got to sing all the pop songs, wear the headset, the whole gambit. And then, yeah, moved on into country music, and so it goes.
Who gave you the inspiration for a music career growing up in Kansas City?
You know, I think it was just my love for music. And I would always sing in my room and everything. And then I got wind of another talent show when I was five in my hometown, and begged my parents to let me sing in the talent show. And ever since that moment, I was just obsessed with being on stage and performing, and just kind of kept going from there. And my mom was a really huge part in booking my shows my whole life, basically, until I was an adult. And just stayed on the road pretty much until, well, now we got the bus and everything.
Yeah, you're married, and your husband, I guess, remodeled the bus?
Well, he, yeah, not by choice. The remodeling has happened because of things that we now know that we should have, you know, with winterizing and everything. So, you know, we've got brand new pipes, thanks to Bri and our lack of knowledge on driving tour buses and all that. So, yeah, a lot of remodeling has been done, not by choice.
And so that's kind of, you live there a lot because you're on the road so much. And apparently you are getting ready to go on a tour, but your website said tour dates are coming soon.
Yeah, we haven't announced all of that yet. We're still kind of getting some things in order and making sure the album is good to go. So yeah, we'll hopefully be announcing all that really soon.
And the new album is called Miles and Maybes.
Yes.
Why did you choose that name for your album?
So, I was writing Under the Hood with my friends, Justin Klump and Lauren Tauber, and I had come up with the pre-chorus line on the second pre-chorus of Under the Hood, and it was Miles and Maybes, Skylines Changing. And right when I said Miles and Maybes, I was like, whoa, was that not like the title of my whole life? I feel like it's just being on the road for, you know, a bunch of maybes and, you know, and also getting to live my dream. But it's, you know, it's such a journey to be able to do that. And so I thought it'd be really cool to just kind of focus everything around that line from a song that's, you know, super special to me.
Mm-hmm. And so why the change from pop music to country music?
So I actually started in country music when I was five. At that talent show, I sang an Alabama song, Angels Among Us, and did the whole country Opry circuit when I was 10, until when I was like 13 is when the Radio Disney thing happened. So I did pop music for like 2 or 3 years. And then I actually went to rock and roll music with the Paul Green School of Rock, and then came back to country in 2015.
We've got Cassie Joy on the program, and she's going to do a song for us right now. What's the song you're going to sing?
The first one I'm going to do is Under the Hood.
Oh, that's the new single, Under the Hood?
Yes.
And so what's this song inspired by?
Kind of just my journey, and I think how a lot of other people feel as well, with, you know, kind of running on fumes and hope and kind of like that first car you ever had, your gas light's been on for like 3 days and you're like, I can still get to Dollar General and back like a couple times, you know, that fuel tank by heart. And I think that really relates to our mental health and our hearts, with just knowing that, you know, when you're running on fumes, you've always got like a few more miles in the tank.
Cassie Joy, Under the Hood, here on Border Crossings.
She's a little bit banged up. Got some dents in the bumper, scratches in the wood, and a little bit of bad luck.
Got turned around a couple times, got enough you looks. Tanks on empty, but I know we run on fumes and hope. I can still burn rubber on the highway, end up in my driveway or get away if I gotta go. I can turn the lights on even brighter, take the gap higher and tear down every old back road. Yeah, you know. She runs like she should under the hood. Mama's always asking if this'll be the last try for a traitor, and Dad's always checking. Filling up my tires, asking me to text him. Miles and maybe skylines changing, but if it ain't broke, I can still burn rubber on the highway, end up in my driveway or get away if I gotta go. I can turn the lights on even brighter, take the gap higher and tear down every old back road. Yeah, you know. She runs like she should under the hood. Tanks on empty, but I know we run on fumes and hope. Miles and maybe skylines changing, but she ain't broke. I can still bend rubber on the highway, end up in my driveway or get away if I gotta go. I can turn the lights on even brighter, take the gap higher and tear down every old back road. Yeah, you know, she runs like she should under the hood. Under the Hood.
Border Crossings, that's Cassie Joy with her newest single, Under the Hood, which is going to be on the new album, Miles and Maybes, when the new album comes out. Do you have a date for releasing the new album yet?
We haven't announced the official date yet, but it will be the end of March.
The end of March. We can make this worldwide announcement right now. We get the exclusive from Cassie Joy. So there's so much going on about you, and you talk about, you know, the song and how personal it was to you. And I know that you are a person who's very much involved with charities. You give to kids, you love animals, and also autism. So what's the connection to all of those different things in your life?
Yeah. My biggest causes are children's education and welfare, and animals, of course. I'm a huge dog rescue advocate. There are plenty of dogs laying on the floor around me. And just anything to be involved with children. I come from a family of educators, and I also got my degree in early childhood education. So that's always been really near and dear to my heart. You know, if I can't be in a classroom, I can at least help them.
Mm-hmm. So is it special ed? Is that how you know, why autism? What made you decide you wanted to support that cause?
Yeah, my mom actually worked in a special education classroom and had a few children with autism in the classroom. And I would go there and play music for them. And that would just, their worlds would light up with music. And that I just, you know, really gained a really big connection with those kids. And so, yeah, anytime I get to be a part of anything with special needs, I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, God bless you, Cassie, because my son has autism. I have a 13-year-old who's on the spectrum. So I know exactly what that's all about. And we really appreciate your support, you know, and your backing and using the platform that you have been given for such an important cause and such a good cause. Now, as far as the songwriting goes, do you write all your own songs? Do you like to collaborate with other writers? What's the process normally for you?
I do. I write a lot by myself, but also I love to co-write as well. I used to, be a little too nervous about it because I thought I was like too slow of a songwriter, and I really like to like get in my feels and like sit right here at this piano for like days. But once I started co-writing, I mean, it just opens a whole new door and just all these new perspectives and vocabulary that, I would have never come up with myself. So I like to go both ways with that.
And you do a lot of shows with, opening for other bands. You've been with Rascal Flatts, Arcade Fire, Brad Paisley, quite a few concerts that you've been a part of. And then COVID shut everything down, and now we're coming back out on the other side of COVID. So I imagine you've got quite a busy schedule, and hopefully you won't keep the tour dates a secret too long, because
I
people will
know
want to see you, you know.
I'm keeping so many secrets right now. I hate
Yes,
it.
everything has to be a secret. On the new album, can you tell us, are there collaborations? Is there any guest appearance by anybody? Is
No, there's no guest appearances. Oh, actually, there is, and it just warms my heart so much. I actually convinced my husband Brian, who's not a musician, but he has the greatest voice, and he's not really a singer, but just his speaking voice is just so warm and crunchy. And so I convinced him to do a little spot on one of the songs, and I am just so over the moon excited for everyone to hear Bri get his moment.
What about kids for you and your husband? I know that you're, big supporter of children, so I'm sure your mom's asking, where's the
My mom and his.
grandkids?
We've been so busy lately, and I think it's just all about being the right time. And I haven't even been to Europe yet, so we're trying to get a little bit of life lived before we do that. And there's actually a song on the album that kind of hints on that subject as well.
Oh, great. And so, what's been the highlight for you so far with the places you have played, where you have toured and performed?
Last summer we got to play Gulf Coast Jam in Panama City Beach, and
Wow.
yeah, we brought the bus down there. We, meaning Brian, we all flew, and Brian had to drive the bus. I think it was like 16 or 17 hours. So he got a lot of podcasting in. But yeah, he brought the bus down for us so we could have our AC and a shower and everything on the festival grounds. And it was just such a blast. It was so hot, but so fun
Do you have
playing.
a podcast?
I have been thinking about starting a podcast, but I want to make sure I'm not like too busy because I feel like at this moment, if I did it, I'd do one episode and be all gung ho and then be like, wow, that's too much.
Cassie Joy is with us, and it's Miles and Maybes. That's the name of the album coming out. And so, would you do another song for us?
I'm gonna play you guys "Hey Dad." This is a kind of emotional song for me. It's obviously about my dad, who is the absolute best and has always been a huge supporter of mine.
All right, here is Cassie Joy on Border Crossings.
Hey Dad, what a memory. Just found a note that you wrote to me from my lunchbox back in third grade. Hey, honey, hope you have a great day. Flashback to a simple time, air in the breeze, teaching me to ride on that pink bike in the summer sun. You were running and cheering like a stadium. You let go, I didn't know. We both got a little older. I thought that I'd spend my whole life riding on your shoulders. Hey, Dad, lately I've been missing. Waking up, seeing you in the kitchen, making jokes just to hear you laugh. Wish I could frame that sound like a photograph, 'cause time passes faster than a birthday. Pencil marks faded on the door frame remind me of the time we had and all the days we won't get back. Hey, Dad. dad, I need for you to know, you've always been like a superhero in my mind. Now I realize, in all my years I've never seen you cry. Well, you were carrying the world, we both got a little older, but you taught me to share the weight, so put some on my shoulder. Hey Dad, maybe you've been missing someone just to sit and listen and make a joke just to hear you laugh. Wish I could frame that sound like a photograph, 'cause time passes faster than a birthday. Pencil marks faded on the doorframe remind me of the time we had and all the days we won't get back. Hey Dad. Dad, what a memory, just found a note that you wrote to me.
That's Cassie Joy on Border Crossings and Hey Dad, is that what it's called? Hey Dad?
Yeah.
I like that song. Anytime a young lady records a song for her dad, it warms my heart. You know, I've got a daughter too, so I obviously have you know, something for daughters who appreciate their fathers.
Yeah. Yep. I've always been a daddy's girl. And I wrote this song with Deanna Walker, and it was like a therapy sob session for both of us. I mean, we would just like look at each other and just start sobbing again. Like, it was just, when girls start to talk about their dads, it's just waterworks.
Well, Cassie Joy's got over 40 million streams so far, and quite a few records sold to iTunes. You were, I think you debuted in the top 10 on iTunes, if I'm not mistaken. And Rolling Stone has said good things about you. Everybody's giving great positive reviews on your music, your career. And this kind of culminated, you know, recently when you were on The Voice on NBC television, and you're one of the few rare contestants on that music competition show that got all four judges to turn their chair around and express interest. But ultimately, you ended up going with Blake, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yep, had to go with the country guy, and, you know, him being in Nashville, and we actually had a connection with being in the same talent competitions as kids. We were both in American Kids, so that was cool to get to connect with him on that, too.
And what was the best advice he gave you during that season?
Gosh, honestly, I feel like the best advice that I got was from Luke Bryan, that like really stuck with me. He was our surprise mentor for the battle rounds. Mm-hmm. And he noticed that I would always kind of like bend down and like sing down. And because, you know, I'm used to being on a taller stage and it's a bar. And so the crowd is down here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on a big television stage like The Voice, he said, you know, open up and sing everywhere. And that really helped me and stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. It's a very vulnerable experience to be on a TV show. Millions of people are watching every episode. And there you put yourself out there for the judges to critique and criticize and comment, you know, but you're not stranger to the talent show circuit, because you did that, you said, you know, when you were younger and you won that talent show and then you went on to be on the Disney Channel. But being on The Voice, I'm sure, has opened up a bunch of new doors for you. And now people are, oh, you're on The Voice, you're on The Voice. So that's got to be helpful. You know, I often wonder, people who go on these music shows, do they get much benefit from the music show or not? I mean, there's been some of them I've had on the show before who've done music shows, and, you know, they don't feel the love anymore. It was great for the 15 minutes of fame, but then after that, you're on your own again.
Yeah, I definitely think it's all in what you make it. You know, you really have to strike while the iron's hot, and make sure you have a lot of things going for you right when you get off the show. And while you're on the show, knowing how to utilize social media at the like highest level possible. And so, yeah, I think we did a pretty okay job with just making sure we were making as much noise right when I was off the show.
Yeah, you did a great job. I was cheering for you. I watched the show. And I guess Blake has just announced that he's leaving the show.
Yeah, I always knew that was going to be coming, but it's still, shocking and sad. I'll be really interested to see how the show keeps going without, any of the OGs.
He was the original, exactly. And when I heard Adam Levine had turned down $30 million to return as a coach, I was like, wow, life must be good if you're turning that kind of money down.
Yeah, I guess he's doing all right.
Do you keep in touch with Blake?
I haven't. They give you an email address that you can get in touch with them, and I think once you're off the show, that email like gets deactivated, and
Thank you. See ya.
yeah, I'll just park outside his house.
Cassie Joy is our guest, and she's going to do another song for us off the Miles and Maybes album. And what's the next song?
This one is called Partners in Time, and it's one that really surprised me once we went in the studio and did the full version. It was a super stripped down, cutesy little love song, and this song really exploded when we put it in the studio. And it's just kind of the love story of me and my husband, Brian.
Here's Cassie Joy on Border Crossings.
January shut down the hometown bar at 3 a.m. Took you 2 weeks to get the nerve to kiss me. You did suddenly. The world stood still, but 10 years flew right by. You right by my side. We still got our whole lives. I'll be funny, you be kind. Partners in time. Let's lock this down without the crime. A minute for life. You be Johnny, I'll be Joe. Send my ear and walk that line. Partners in time. Partners, partners in time. Like you know all of my secrets before they're mine. You keep them close. I swear sometimes you can read my mind. On the road, I can plan forever while you drive. Still got miles to go. I'll be Bonnie, you be Clyde. Partners in time. Let's lock this down without the crime.
Border Crossings, we're joined by Cassie Joy. Now, that was a love song with your husband. And how did he propose to you? If you could let us in a little bit, was there a special? Did he get down on a knee? Was it a Jumbotron kiss cam? How did it happen?
All of it.
All of the above.
So I had surprised him with a trip to Disney World. Disney World. It's the one in Florida. Is it World or
Disney World,
Land?
yeah.
World.
Disneyland is Anaheim and Disney World, Florida.
So we were at Disney World. I surprised him with this trip, and he one-upped me and proposed on this trip. Bigger surprise.
Wow.
He was actually going to do it at the fireworks on the Friday night fireworks or whatever, and somebody else proposed right in front of us. And so we're almost 5 years into this relationship, and so when I saw that, I was like, mm-mm. So then the next day we went to Universal, and he told my dad he was going to wait until I was the happiest I could ever be. And that moment was when I walked into Diagon Alley in Harry Potter World, and he got down on one knee right then.
He should have asked you when you were on that, the needle, whatever, did you drop down straight down?
Right? Yeah.
Cassie Joy is on the show.
I was in a fanny pack.
A fanny, there you go. There you go. So when you do go on tour, is this going to take you to Europe? Is your dream going to come true? Do you get to actually go to Europe?
Gosh, I hope so. If you know anybody, tell them to call me.
Well, we're on in 100 countries around the world right now. So many people in many places are getting to meet Cassie Joy today. So you never know, might open up some doors, hopefully.
Yeah.
Have you done any USO tours with the military?
I haven't. That's something else I would totally love to do.
Do you ever look at the music you wrote when you were 10 years old, when you were a little girl writing songs, and say, what was I thinking?
Yes. I used to be in a rock band, and there was a song that I think I had heard, like a Red Hot Chili Peppers song or something, and I was like, you know what? That's like so deep, and I don't even know what any of it meant, which is probably just because I had no vocabulary at that time. And so this song that I brought to my rock band, and they let me put it on an album, it just makes no sense. Like, I was just trying to be so deep that it meant absolutely nothing. And thank goodness I can look back on that and laugh and use it as a learning experience. But songs should make sense.
Yes, yes. Where's the most unusual place you've ever gotten inspiration to write a song?
I was in a cave bar one time. And there was no Wi-Fi there or anything, because you're in a cave. And so couldn't be on your phone or anything. And I was just so in the moment, and out of the blue got this idea for my song called Red Lips, and, recorded a voice memo there, wrote a little bit on a napkin, and yeah.
And there it was.
Yeah.
And so before we go, and if people want to catch up with you online on social media, where do they go?
You can just go to CassieJoy.com. That's where you can find the tour dates, stream all my music, find all my social media, or you can just go to any of the social media sites at CassieJoyMusic.
You're a lot of fun to talk to, and I'm very excited about the new album. And when you're in D.C., come into the studio, you bring the band, you can perform here, on the show, and we can do something special in the studio with you if after the album comes out. Yeah. I wanted to give you a chance to say hi to the troops before we wrap up.
Yeah. Hey, guys, thank you so much for all that you do and all that you've sacrificed. I hope you're staying safe. And thank you guys so, so much.
Thank you. Cassie Joy is our guest today on Border Crossings. And please pick up a copy of the new album, Miles and Maybes, which is now available or will be at the end of March. I guess they can order it through iTunes and Apple, Spotify, all the streaming locations. And go out and see Cassie Joy when she performs where you live. My name is Larry London. This is Border Crossings on VOA TV.